Today, Be'ez Hashem, we learn the Chav Dal Masechta Rosh Hashanah. Some of the topics we're learning about today include more discussion about the actual process of questioning and examining the witness who have come to testify about seeing the new moon, a description of the actual process of sanctifying the month in the Beis HaMikdash, discussion about whether one is permitted to make models of the heavenly constellations. Some of the key topics and concepts they're learning about include Eidos HaChodesh. In the times of the Beis HaMikdash, the new month would be determined by the Sanhedrin, which sat in the Lishkas HaGazis in the Beis HaMikdash. When witnesses observed a new moon, they would travel to Yerushalayim to testify before Beis Din. After determining the accuracy of their testimony, the Beis Din would pronounce the beginning of the new month. Once the new month was proclaimed, Beis Din at first used a system of torches, and later sent messengers to the rest of Eretz Yisrael and beyond to spread the word specifically in those months which contain Yom Tovim, or fast days that are dependent upon the day of the month. Chodesh Chaser, a deficient month of 29 days. Chodesh Mali, a full month of 30 days. Let's explain. The lunar month consists of either 29 or 30 days. If the Edom came on the 30th day of the month and testified that they saw the new moon, the Beis Din would proclaim that day to be Rosh Chodesh, the first day of the new month, leaving the outgoing month with 29 days, a Chodesh Chaser, a deficient month. If the Edom did not come on the 30th day of the month, or even if no Edom came at all, the Beis Din would proclaim the 31st day of the month to be Rosh Chodesh, the first day of the new month, leaving the outgoing month with 30 days, a Chodesh Mole, a full month. Issur Tzuros. It is forbidden to make forms and models of certain items, learned out from the Pasuk Lo Yisasun Iti. Our Gemara discusses which items are forbidden to replicate and which items are permissible.